laws of divine law, we find peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program, Adherence to Sharia. It's the blessed month of Ramadan. Pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our fasts, our tilawat al-Quran, our dhikrullah, our sadaqat, and enables us to do as many good deeds as possible to fully take advantage of this noble month. Ameen. Let's listen to an excellence of Durood Sharif before beginning the episode. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever recites Salat upon me once, Allah Ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him, forgives his 10 sins, and raises his rank by 10 times. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. If we look in our communities, in our societies, our neighborhoods, we'll find that so many vices are prevalent and widespread. So many indecent actions are taking place, so many injustices are occurring, people are violating each other's rights. Now, amongst these common sins that are being committed by Muslims, one of them, which is spreading like wildfire, is participation in interest-based actions. Now, interest, sood, riba, this is unlawful as per Islam and the rulings of Sharia. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade this. And as we will hear in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that this is akin to going to war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, just think for a moment. In the dunya, we are not the most powerful amongst creation. There are people more powerful, more intelligent, more smart, bigger personalities, greater warriors. Now, that's the creation. Here, the Quran says that you're going to war with the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that's the case, how will people survive? Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, verse 275 and 276. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا فمن جاءه موعظة من ربه فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله وَمَنْ عَادَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ أَثِيمٍ. And the beginning of this ayah, the first of the two ayahs that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the punishment that will be inflicted upon someone who involves himself in interest-based transactions, riba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that such a person will not be able to stand on the day of judgment. But when they try to, it will be as if he is possessed or under a charm. He is inflicted by sorcery or something of that nature. You see people like that, they can't stay still. They're falling here, they're falling there. They're all over the place. This is how a person who would take interest in the dunya will be raised, will act on the day of judgment. So the day of judgment, a day where many people will be honored, others will be humiliated and disgraced. And amongst them are those who took part in interest-based transactions. So as for those people who will be in bliss on the day of judgment, the Quran says about them, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. When they come close to paradise and the doors of paradise open, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. The gatekeeper of Jannah will say to them, peace be upon you. Enter paradise. Remain in it forever. Come towards the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ni'am, the bounties of Allah jalla wa ala. On the other hand, you have people who are involved in sins like usury, riba. They will be raised in a state that their stomachs will be protruding. They will have massive stomachs. The scholars, they explain this. They say that in the dunya, they would busy themselves with riba and benefiting from interest. Why? To fill their stomachs. And that will be a reflection of that on the Day of Judgment. They try to fill their stomachs in the dunya through interest, usury. On the Day of Judgment, their stomachs will be massive. Allahu Akbar. This is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they won't be able to stand properly, as you heard in the verse. There'll be an ugly sight. People will not want to look at them. Now, in the verse that I mentioned above, in the two verses, Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has repelled and eradicated interest. And he has increased the sadaqat. Now, one thing to remember here is, it doesn't matter how much you earn through interest. Look what Allah said. He has eradicated it. He has limited it. He has diminished it. What does that mean? It doesn't matter how much you earn through interest, there will be no barakah. You lose it quicker than you gained it. And there will be no barakah in that wealth. You want your wealth to benefit you, to benefit your awlad, to help you to solidify your deen, to adopt good akhlaq and mannerisms. But will haram income, will sood, will interest help you in that regard? No. In fact, we're told that this will do the opposite. Let's hear some sayings of the Prophet ﷺ in this regard. The Prophet ﷺ saw above his head in the seventh heaven a thunder, lightning-like strike in the clouds. And he saw such people whose stomachs were massive. And what was their state? They had snakes inside their stomachs. They had scorpions which could be seen from the outside. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, O Jibreel alayhi wa sallam, who are these people? Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa taslim said that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are those people who would consume usury, interest, riba. Look for a moment, dear viewers of Muslim Channel. Look at the zillah, look at the disgrace, look at the humiliation, look at the azab that these people will face. So we need to avoid interest at all costs if you want to be free from such people, if you want to be disassociated from some people, if we do not want to be inflicted like such people. So a person who is in that state, who is gaining money from interest, he's thinking, you know, my wealth is increasing, I'm doing well, I've earned a lot in the dunya, people know me, I have a large bank balance, I have a status as well. But the reality is, despite all of this, which we humans consider as a criteria for success, despite all of these things, when a person is doing these things, the reality is, he is earning the displeasure of Allah at every moment. Allah Ta'ala is displeased with such a person. And if one asks themselves, how long will they remain in the dunya for? Even if they were to amass a large amount of wealth, how are they going to take benefit from all of that? Will they be able to spend all of that? In most cases, no. People leave it behind because it's haram wealth. There's no barakah. The relatives after him or her, they start fighting over that wealth. Blood is shed. All sorts is done. Court cases, this, that, and the other. So we learn from these things that we must do tawbah if we're involved in such actions. First of all, we should try our most to avoid them. If we become involved in them, then we must do tawbah. We must free ourselves from such actions at the earliest. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Such people who deal in usury and interest, they are declaring a war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And interest is such a curse that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one narration the amount of people who will suffer because of the interest-based transaction. How many people will be cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the one who consumes it, the one who gives interest for others to use, the one who is there for the agreement, who writes the agreement down, he's cursed as well. The one who the agreement is written for, he is cursed as well. Now think for a moment, in the dunya, such people may have status. But is there status in being cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there reputation in being cursed by Allah? Is there blessings in being cursed by Allah? Of course not. Such a person is under the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's distanced from the mercy of Allah. It doesn't matter what the worldly people say regarding him. He is not liked in the court of Allah. He may be liked by the entire creation. It doesn't matter. And some people try to satisfy themselves and they give the example of businessmen. They say, oh, they fund their business endeavors and they use money to make money. And we're using money to make money. We're storing our money in an account or we're doing a usury-based transaction. It's all good. This is from shaitan. This is a waswasa from shaitan. And people don't realize that this was the same objection that the kuffar would make as well. When the prohibition of sood interest came, kuffar would say the same thing. إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى. This is what they would say. They would say that bay, doing transaction, and sood, interest-based transaction, are exactly the same thing. They would equate them. They would say both of them required funding, investment, and both of them accrued profit. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah ta'ala has made bay permissible and He has prohibited usury, interest. So for a Muslim, it's enough that Allah said it's haram. But nowadays, when you tell someone regarding these things, they just turn a blind eye. They listen to it from one ear, goes out the other ear, because they're so involved in it maybe. They're so engrossed in it. They're benefiting, bazaar, seemingly outwardly from this. And they don't want anybody to tell them that it's wrong. So those who consume interest, who participate in interest-based transactions, who witness the agreements, who write the agreements, they all need to repent. All of us who are involved in this sin must repent at the earliest. And nobody will be able to go to war with Allah and His Messenger. They'll be destroyed. That's what it has been described as, going to war with Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you displease Allah and in the process you earn the money of the world, it's nothing. You earn billions and billions and billions, but Allah Ta'ala is displeased with you. And what is it actually worth? It's worth nothing. This is something that we need to be mindful of. In this day and age, usury and interest-based transactions are so common. But the one who has taqwa, the one who wants to avoid, will still find a way. Allah Ta'ala will still make a way out for him. And those people who use excuses and say, oh, if we don't involve ourselves in these transactions, we won't survive, this won't happen, that won't happen. They need to work on their tawakkul, their reliance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's weak. Otherwise, they would never say stuff like this. Ma'adallah, they're saying, if we don't do haram, we can't survive. Astaghfirullah. So, just to again highlight how severe this sin is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the sin of interest, usury, has 73 levels. And the lowest level from the 73 is such a sin, it's like a person committing adultery with his own mother. Astaghfirullah al-Azim wa tawbiri. Imagine, the Prophet alayhi salam said, the 73 levels, 73 branches to the sin of usury and interest. Lowest branch, the lowest level is what? It's like a person committing adultery with their own mother. It's a massive sin. Despicable, disgusting thing to do. And the Prophet ﷺ has said, this is what it is akin to, the lowest level of interest. So, we need to be mindful, we need to be wise, we need to be intelligent, we need to be clever. And when the Prophet ﷺ has said something, when Allah Ta'ala has commanded us, that's it, we don't have no choice after that. That should be our mindset. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. That whenever Allah and His Messenger have decided something, then the Muslims, believing men and women, have no ikhtiyar. Today people are saying, I have this right, I have that right. What about the right of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why do we discard that? Why do we abandon that? Why do we feel it's okay to go against that and violate those rights? Astaghfirullah. Remember, do what you want. If you're hell-bent on destroying your akhirah, do what you want then. You will die. When you die, you'll be asked about everything. And you won't be able to answer. You won't be able to deceive. You won't be able to come up with any sort of excuse in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something was wrong, we avoid it. And remember, shaitan is always there. He's trying to tell us these things. Place these things in our mind. Oh, if we don't do usury-based transactions, if we don't involve ourselves in interest, we won't survive. How are we going to cope? What's going to happen with us? الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. Shaitan is the one who promises faqr, promises poverty to people, and he orders indecent actions. People follow him. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. And Allah promises you what? Forgiveness from him and grace, fadl. But we don't go towards that, unfortunately. Our actions show that we're more inclined towards what shaitan is telling us to do, to be involved in haram and unlawful things. So, just to summarize, we discussed sood, this grave sin. It's the month of Ramadan. We need to quit. We need to leave this. And we need to make an azam, a firm intention, resolution that, Ya Allah, from this day forward, we're not going to involve ourselves in interest-based transactions. Remember, feeding yourself, feeding your family members with unlawful wealth. Allahu Akbar. They're going to raise that question against you in the Day of Judgment. Your own kids, your own family members. Why did you do so? You'll be humiliated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must ensure that every luqma, every morsel, everything we earn is halal. Yes, it's a test. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, there's great hardship, especially in this day and age where it's widespread, interest is widespread. But the more you try, Allah sees you trying. Allah will not waste your amal. Allah ta'ala will make means for you. Allah ta'ala will create avenues for you. You just have to have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue striving. Inshallah, you'll be able to save yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of this blessed month of Ramadan Kareem, help us to avoid the sin of usury and interest and all other sins as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
In Allah's divine law, we find peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.